On Thursday, President Obama awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, this nation's highest military honor, posthumously to a 22-year-old Union soldier from the Civil War. Living Medal of Honor recipients are somewhat rare. There are only 79 living out of almost 3,500 recipients. For the WUSF Veterans Coming Home Project, Bobby O'Brien talks with a recently retired Army Ranger and Medal of Honor recipient who visited with student veterans and athletes this week at the University of South Florida.
Army Ranger Master Sergeant Leroy Petrie retired just a few months ago. He, like many of the student veterans in the audience, is taking on a new mission: college, starting a business, and spending more time with his family.
I have served 8 tours, which sounds like a lot, but I'd love to be nowhere else than with my guys right now. We just returned this summer from trip number 17 overseas. They want and they are still making a difference.
Petrie made a difference on May 26, 2008, as a weapons squad leader in Afghanistan. He was shot in both legs. 2 Rangers wounded by a grenade were near him. That's when Petrie saw a second grenade. He picked it up to throw it clear of his Rangers. It exploded, severing his right hand. Petrie's training kicked in. He applied his own tourniquet and then got on the radio to call for support. The citation for his Medal of Honor in part reads, "His gallant act undeniably saved his fellow Rangers from being severely wounded or killed." As a living Medal of Honor recipient, Petrie is in demand to speak at schools, organizations, and official ceremonies. He says he's seen heroes all around him as he's traveled the country.
Despite all the cynicism you hear about Americans being selfish or isolated from the realities of war, I have found that from my travels and meetings, that we are a good and generous people, that our freedoms and our way of life are worth fighting for.
As a recent retiree, he says the toughest part of transitioning into civilian life is balancing his drive to be with his battle buddies versus spending time with his 4 children.
I had the opportunity to go back overseas with some wounded guys, but it happened over Halloween, and this might be my son's last year of trick-or-treating, so I had to choose one or the other, and I know I'll get another opportunity to go back. The hardest part has been probably my time. I am still requested to go to a lot of places, and as important as it is, I got to start focusing on giving my slice of the pie chart some more time for my family and for my education and my goals.
He's going back to college this winter, working on a degree in economics. His goal is to own his own business or franchise, and Petrie hopes to be just another student.
This award has kind of put me in a different spot where that'll come first. I don't want to only be known as Leroy Petrie Medal of Honor recipient. I want to be known as, hey, that's a good guy over there. He's just helping me out. And then later on, if they find out, great. It's the same thing when I stop and help somebody with a flat tire on the side of the road. It's not until I take off that they see my Medal of Honor license plate and they go, oh, wow. But I don't want that recognition. I just want to keep doing what I can to make this country a better place.
His youngest son, Landon, wants to follow in his father's footsteps. Maybe.
He said he's either going to be NFL, NBA, or Army Ranger. But his generosity and his willing to give. In fact, I was on the road and he got chosen as student of the week for reading. And so he got to bring in whatever book he wanted to and read a story. And he has a Medal of Honor book of all the living recipients. And he read the story of Sammy Davis to his classroom in the 5th grade. And so, and they were so excited about the story. They had him pick another one, and he's like, okay, I'll read you my dad's story.
And as Petrie starts a new chapter in his own story, he can be there in person for Landon. But he will also do public appearances. He'll shake hands with his prosthetic hand and take photos with all who ask, just like he did with countless veterans and students at USF. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can listen to Master Sergeant Leroy Petrie's full address delivered to USF student veterans at WUSFnews.org. It's 534.
What do you